Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio, and I'm about to bring you the next in my series focusing on papal social encyclicals. In a few moments, you can hear part two in this series, which moves on 40 years from Leo XIII's encyclical Rerum Novarum, or Of New Things, timing indicated by the title of the next encyclical, Pope Pius XI's Quadragesimo Anno, Latin for 40 years on. To do this, why not join Professor of Catholic Social Teaching at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas here in Rome, Dominican Father Alejandro Crossvoit. It's called Quadragesimus Annus because it was 40 years on, no?
Yes.
And it restated the hostility of Rerum Novarum to both unbridled competition and class struggle. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Reiterated the themes of Rerum Novarum, but what was new?
It was felt by 1931 that society again had changed a lot, and so the world that Pius XI was dealing with was very different from that of Leo XIII. 1931, it's after the Great Depression, so terrible financial situation throughout the entire world with the market crash in Wall Street.
In the 1920s.
In the 1920s, 1929. So this has repercussions throughout the world. And again, we're seeing the new answers being given to the labor problem. 1930s, we already have the Soviet Union. So that's already been established. And in Germany, we start the beginnings of the Nazi Party. Here in Italy, we have the Fascist Party. So different movements that in this case tend to be more on the right side, like fascism as well as Nazism, and some on the left, like the Soviet Union, are trying also, in one way you could say, giving an answer to the workers. And so this is seen by Pius XI as a threat, basically, again, to the workers and to the dignity of workers. And so the need to write a new encyclical, again, addressing the new situation that he's facing. So he begins to write especially an encyclical that presents a different way of organizing society. I think all the other encyclicals, from Rerum Novarum all the way to Centesimus Annus, they're encyclicals that give principles for the relationship between workers and capital. They give principles about how to deal with issues of justice. But Pius XI, in his encyclical Quadragesimus Annus, and this might be disputed, gives a third way. And usually most encyclicals will try to say we're not giving a third way between capitalism and communism. But Quadragesimo Annus really tries to give a new world order, which makes Quadragesimo Annus unique. And of course, because he's dealing with two different big philosophies trying to give a new world order, which is communism in the Soviet Union and then fascism and Nazism in both in Germany and so on, that are trying to give a world order. So this is his answer to that question. So I would think Quadragesimo Annus is the one that comes closest to giving a world order. This is the way society should be organized. In his concern, especially the principle of subsidiarity, becomes a major principle that had been dealt with before in the history of the church by Thomas Aquinas and other people. But with Pius XI, that becomes canonized. It becomes a term within the social teaching of the church, an official term. And by subsidiarity, of course, it means that larger societies, in his case very specifically states, should not take over the functions of civil society or smaller communities. And this is response to the view of the world order of Nazism and fascism, as well as the system installed in Stalinist Russia, where it's the state that becomes the all-encompassing institution that controls family, social life, everything. And so this is a response to that. And so the principle of subsidiarity is one of the biggest contributions of Quadragesimo Anno, besides trying to establish a new world order, you might call it that, where basically Pius XI sees the problem as being a spiritual problem, a moral problem, where it is the human being that needs to change. It is our attitude of consumerism, our attitude of domination, of selfishness, basically, that is causing the problems that he sees at his time. So it's a call back to a spiritual life and a call back to humility and poverty and so on. That's the basis, basically, of his new world order and of concern for those in need. So that's kind of his new principle.
How was it accepted at the time? You know, there was a bit of political ferment with all these totalitarian governments.
I mean, in general, I think the encyclical was accepted in certain circles, but especially in totalitarian states, it was really hard to present the document and present those principles. By that time, we already have Catholic Action, and they take on these principles and try to live it out. But as we know, for example, in Nazi Germany, all kind of social groups or church groups especially are trying to be basically disbanded to be able to join the different groups under the Nazis who have a Nazi party, labor union, for example, as well as different groups. So in certain countries, especially, that would be to which we could say the encyclical Patrogesimus Annus is really trying to address, like Nazi Germany, the document is not well published and it's criticized by the Nazi government at the time. So there's a lot of contention. In general, throughout the world, I mean, again, it's a very positive encyclical and it's very much taken. In the United States, for example, is quite accepted, and especially with Catholic Action, is it really tries to live the principles of Quadragesimo Annus, especially during that time when Catholic Action was quite strong, and really tries to reach out and sees itself as that middle society, basically trying to work for the rights of the workers and rights of families and rights of everybody that was being affected, especially by the Depression.
Does it have any relevance in today's society so many years on?
I mean, the principle of subsidiarity, as I said, becomes canonized at Quadragesimus Annus. And so that principle is active even today. So we keep talking about the balance between what's the function of the state, what's the function of civil society and the smaller community. So that's a pertinent issue today also, especially as we are now entering the world of globalization, where actually the states are losing the power to have a say in their own economics of their own countries. So again, this call to subsidiarity is a principle for all eternity, basically.
And my thanks there go to Professor of Catholic Social Teaching at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas here in Rome, Dominican Father Alejandro Crosthwaite. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.